Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of August 15th, 2011. In cryptid news, a mysterious animal was sighted dead on the side of the road in Minnesota and photographed by a passerby. The animal was a pale white and was nearly hairless, with just a tuft of hair on the middle of its back. The claws were long and it had a broken neck, more than likely caused earlier by a collision with a car, since the animal was photographed on pavement. The photo made its rounds on Facebook and other social media, which prompted an inquiry as to its identity. Just like the Montauk Monster of August of 2008, the online speculation turned viral, and guesses to its identity ran from plausible to ridiculous. At first, scientists were unsure of the animal's identity, which sparked even more controversy and even more silly claims as to the identity of the creature. A few days later, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources examined the photo of the animal and determined it to be a badger, based on various characteristics. In UFO news, the British government has released more documents surrounding its investigation into UFOs and similar phenomena. 8,600 pages of 34 Ministry of Defense UFO files were opened on August 11th of this year. The files contain investigations into purported sightings, photograph analysis, and other information into UFO phenomena happening all over England. To see all of the files that have been released thus far, you can visit ufos.nationalarchives.gov.uk. The files on the site are PDF files, and some are pretty large, and a whole lot of reading. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence, also known as SETI, is back online after securing financial backing to continue to scan the skies for alien radio messages. SETI received its $200,000 plus from an in-house online donation project that was started in June of this year. SETI will begin using the Allen Telescope Array, a series of 42 radio dishes, to listen in for signals once again. In other news, the operators of the Large Hadron Collider are looking for your help in crunching the 15 million gigabytes of data it creates yearly to sort through to find anomalies to provide evidence of the Higgs boson, or God particle. With a program similar to the SETI at Home project that sorts through radio data to find anomalies, CERN has introduced LHC at Home 2.0, a home computer program that will crunch data in the background using as little of your computer capabilities as possible to find potential evidence of a new particle. The program can be found at boinc01.cern.ch. Unfortunately, there has been an issue with that, and they're not taking any more subscribers at this time, but if you keep checking this site, hopefully they'll be back online shortly. Links to all of these stories can be found on the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or on the homepage at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider@paranewsinsider.com. And in conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings, later on this month, August 26th in Louisville, Kentucky, is the 2011 Mid-South Paranormal Convention, pretty much the only one until the end of September that I have on my calendar. In September is the GHOSTS Golden Horseshoe Occult Studies and Technologies Symposium, Paranormal and Wellness Expo, September 30th through October 1st in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Also in October is the Central Texas Paranormal Conference, October 8th and 9th in Austin, Texas. The Michiana Paranormal Expo, 2011, October 2nd in South Bend, Indiana. And the Pensacola Paracon, October 15th and 16th in Pensacola, Florida. And also upcoming is the 2011 Pennsylvania UFO and Bigfoot Conference, October 22nd and 23rd in Youngwood, Pennsylvania. UFO speakers will be there on Saturday and Bigfoot speakers on Sunday. Cryptozoology, the 10th annual Mothman Festival, takes place September 16th to the 17th in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. As always, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And for more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grandar Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grandar Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.